And speaking of playing and a very good player, joining us now is Logan Couture, who is hosting his All In for Brain Research charity casino on Thursday in London. Logan, thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Logan, we're going to get to the story. My favorite story about an NHL player is about your birth. And we'll get to that a little bit later. But tell us a little bit about what you got going on Thursday.
Yeah, so Thursday night is the third annual All In for Brain Research in London, Ontario. I had one earlier in July in Kitchener-Waterloo for the second year. It's a casino night where a couple of local celebrities will come and fans come and play casino games for fun to raise money, and it all goes towards research, brain research.
And why is this near and dear to your heart?
Many reasons. I've played with some players over the years that have had injuries, and being a hockey player, it's common in sport. I've seen kids go through them. I think there's so much that we need to learn about the brain and how it recovers from concussions and other traumatic events. So I think there's just a lot to learn, and in London, Ontario, there's a lot of good groups doing good work.
Yeah, Logan, I know Eric Lindros has been a great advocate for the fight to find, you know, preventions, to find solutions. I don't know if you've talked with Eric very much about it, but what have you learned yourself since you started this process and started doing these charitable events and started raising money for brain research?
I have talked to Eric. He's been a big help. Obviously, he's done a lot in this city, donating a lot of time and money towards research at the University of Western Ontario. And I believe he will be there at the event on Thursday. He's attended the last couple of years, so he's been a huge support. You know, I've learned quite a bit. I think the research has come a long way in a short amount of time, but there's still so much that can be done. So just willing to help, and I'm glad to help.
So Eric Lindros is listed there. Drew Doughty will be there, along with Damian Warner, the Olympic decathlete, mm-hmm. And Jessica Zelenka, the heptathlete, Olympic heptathlete. So it's a pretty good crew you got going there. Let me ask you this, switching to hockey for a minute. How many times have you been asked about Game 7 against Vegas since it happened?
quite a few. You know, I've actually rewatched it a few times over the summer. If I've got nothing to do and I'm a little bored, I'll turn it on just for the third period. The first 2 periods, kind of trying to forget about. But yeah, that whole series, man, that was you know, obviously a biased opinion, but I think that was the best series in the whole playoffs. And fans definitely got their money's worth for both teams. I mean, it had everything. It had physicality. It had a few blowouts. It obviously had the big comeback and a couple overtime, or an overtime, yeah, a few overtime games. And, you know, everything that NHL hockey has, that series had. So just an amazing series to be a part of.
With Logan Couture of the San Jose Sharks. Logan, as many times as Gord talked about, you know, that series, how many times have you thought about the St. Louis Blues this summer? And going around in their celebrations, maybe even the Brett Hull celebration, which was absolutely crazy. But looking at what they did, and probably got a little pissed off at that, the fact that they have the Stanley Cup and you don't, but also maybe inspired by the fact that a team like the Blues could have done what they did.
Yeah, obviously it's difficult when you lose to a team that goes on to win it all, and it's happened to us, I believe, a couple times now. Three or four times in my 10 years in the league. I mean, I've been fortunate to go on some very, very long runs with the Sharks. 4 conference finals in 10 years is pretty remarkable. But we've never won at all. So very disappointing when you lose and then you lose to the eventual winner. It stings that little bit more. But yeah, they had a great run, and that series. You know, I think about it from start to finish. We started out strong, and we had a few injuries that really hurt us down the stretch. But they took advantage of those opportunities, and you know, I was happy for a few of the players and their team that I know. And you know, if it wasn't us, I'm, you know, happy for them.
So a new look for San Jose next year. Joe Pavelski has moved on, and you're in London, Ontario. Any news on Jumbo Joe and what his plans are?
Yeah, it's going to be different. You know, Pavs was such a great player and leader in our dressing room, and He's been a Shark for 13 years, so to not see number eight skating out of the Shark head in a Shark uniform is going to be very, very different. But Jumbo, I think Jumbo's out in Switzerland now. He was only in London or St. Thomas for a couple of weeks. I think he might be out in Switzerland heading back to San Jose, I believe, soon. I think he's got his kids out in school, so that's a good sign for us.
Could you imagine how long that beard is if he kept it on?
I hope he trimmed it a little bit. He's gotten habits the last couple of years of at least trimming it, so I hope he did this.
How much of a, on the other side, as we were talking about earlier, you're such a huge Canadian, Ontario sports fan. I know a Blue Jay and Raptors supporter. What was that like for Logan Couture watching Raptors run?
Yeah, it was fun. We were obviously still playing for a lot of it, so we missed a few other games. But we've got a few Toronto guys on the team that follow the Raptors pretty closely. I was fortunate enough to get to go to Game 4 at Oracle. Eric Carlson actually had an extra ticket from Jonas Jerebko, the Swede on the Warriors. So I was sitting in the family section with Eric, really trying quietly to cheer for the Raptors. And the Currys were close by, and the owner's family was right behind us. But I still got a few fist bumps in. But pretty cool experience to watch them win. I was really happy for the city of Toronto. They deserve a championship.
Well, it's funny because there you are in the Bay Area, right? And all the and all the excitement and attention that the Warriors.
I don't think Logan Couture is wearing his Raptor jersey, unless you wore it to the rink.
You didn't wear a jersey, did you?
I couldn't. No, we went down to the Warriors family room at halftime, and there's no way I was wearing it.
So, where are you from, Logan? No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you excited about the Blue Jays too? I mean, I know you follow sports, but are you watching these young Blue Jays?
I have been. The Jays are my second team. The Buffalo Bills are number one, and they always will be number one. But the Jays are right there, number two.
I mean, how did that happen?
My uncle was a big Bills fan, and I mean, I grew up when they went to the four Super Bowls back to back to back to back, and they just stuck with Jim Kelly was my guy, and they just stuck with me. But yeah, they're number one. Jays are close too.
So Logan, your dad. Chet, right? Was your dad? Is your dad's name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was a famous lacrosse referee, one of the most famous lacrosse referees there is. I want you to tell us the story about the night you were born and another officiating family that plays a role in this.
Yeah. So I have obviously heard the story through him, but I was born in Guelph, and the mother of Dvorsky, Greg, I believe. Yeah, Greg Dvorsky's mother actually was the nurse that delivered me.
Right. So apparently what your dad told me, that what happened was the doctor got delayed, and so Bernadette Dvorsky, who is Paul Dvorsky and Greg Dvorsky's mom, actually delivered you. So that you cannot talk back to the Dvorskys.
As long as they don't deliver you to the penalty box.
Yeah, they're two of the nicest refs there are, so it's easy to not talk back to them.
As the son of an official, do you have a different, maybe, view of them than others might?
I think so. I believe I do. I mean, I remember going to lacrosse games. My brother, my mom, and I would go, and we'd get our tickets from Will Call, and my mom would always say, don't let on that you're an official related to the officials at all. Don't cheer for either team. Don't say anything about your first or last name. So we would sit there and we'd listen to fans just give it to my father during games. And you feel bad for them because they're just trying to do the best job that they can to the best of their ability. And I mean, there's no winning being a referee, that's for sure.
We chat about it often, about hockey players in the summertime, so different than, not even too long ago. You can take a little time off, I'm sure you did, after the playoff run. But how soon afterwards were you back at it? I know you have charity obligations. You have the obligatory golf tournaments. I know you signed a new deal as well, which is nice. But what's the summer been like, and how often do you get back on the ice?
Yeah, well, for me, I have a tough time getting away from doing nothing. I mean, our season ended. I probably took about seven or eight days, and then I stayed out in San Jose for a few weeks. I'm doing a bunch of stuff in my backyard out there. So I was out there for a couple weeks after the season. I was right back into the gym. Actually, Jumbo and I were out there working out right away, and And then I actually went out to, I went to the Czech Republic for Tomáš Hertl's wedding, so I took a couple weeks off there. But I'm back skating now. I start in August, the start of August. We've got a good group of pro players in the London area that get together and skate. So it's a great skate, and I feel like I'm getting back into it now. I obviously still need a couple more weeks of skating to feel myself, but good thing is I got a month to go, so I'll be ready.
And London, Ontario, per capita, is one of the best NHL cities in terms of homegrown produced players
yeah, for sure.
In the league.
Yeah, for sure.
You think
that
whole Drew Doughty and Joe Thornton and Corey Perry and yourself, and you must have great skates there.
Great skates, yeah. The other thing is a lot of players that play in junior in London, they end up moving here, buying places here because they love the city so much and they love the feel of the city. So, yeah, there's plenty of players to come out and skate with us, so it's a great group.
So your charity event that's coming up, is it poker mostly? Is that what it is, or is it just everything? Everybody's playing
it's everything. I mean, you can play poker, you can play blackjack, you can play roulette. There's war. Basically everything. War. There's basically everything you can play at the casino, you can play at the event.
Who's the best poker player that you've played with in the past, if you play poker?
You know what? We our coaching staff set up a tournament when we played Vegas in the playoffs 2 years ago through the Bellagio. The owner of the Bellagio set it up with Doug Wilson and our coaching staff, and it was an awesome thing to do on the day between games 3 and 4, or whatever the games we were there for. And I won the first year.
I went to defend my title last year.
Yeah, I was. I thought I was okay. I went to defend my title last year, and I think I was the first one out. So.
Do you watch a lot of that stuff on television? Is that how you get it, or do you just because of your playing that you played with a lot
know.
Of guys?
I think it was.
Or
you
lucky?
A lot of luck. Yeah, for the first year. But I don't think there's anyone that's too good on our team that could play in tournaments. But we just had fun with it.
Well, as Rod mentioned, you've got a new contract. And there's, you know, obviously going to be a different look in San Jose next year. Erik Karlsson is coming back, but there are some holes there. Do you feel more of a, not pressure, but an importance to your production going forward?
I don't, no. I try not to put any added pressure on myself. I feel pressure going into every year. I want to produce, and I hold myself to a high standard, and I want to help our team win and give ourselves an opportunity to make the playoffs and play for the Stanley Cup. I mean, that's the ultimate goal going into the season. I've been fortunate to only miss the playoffs once. So I don't add any extra pressure. I think we had some younger players step up last year and fill voids. Tomáš Hertl stepped into a massive role for us and turned into a huge player. Timo Meier was great. Kevin LeBanc. So I'm excited to see their progression next year. Hopefully have some surprises in training camp that we pick up some younger players to make the team and play some good minutes for us.
What did you learn about Erik Karlsson?
That he wants to win. He really, really wants to win. And he's a fun guy to be around. He enjoys to play hockey. I think you take for granted how when you only play against him year like we did in San Jose, you don't realize how gifted he is with the puck, how he can see the ice and make passes that not many players, even in the NHL, can. That's the biggest thing. I mean, there are a lot of times throughout the start of the year where EK was looking to make passes and a lot of guys weren't ready because they didn't think he'd be able to get it to him. He's almost got that same type of Joe Thornton type of skill where he can find those holes. So he's a great player, and I'm just happy that he's sticking around.
Awesome. Logan, thanks for talking to us, and good luck with the event on Thursday night.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
That's Logan Couture of the San Jose Sharks.
Great young man.